Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, I want to keep having the conversation. The midterms are rapidly arriving, and after that, we are going to enter a Democratic primary that will be a true ideological battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. And it is truly up for grabs more than it ever has been in the past, since maybe the 1990s. Just think about it. We had John Kerry in 2004, which represented a certain form of suit and tie, you know, democratic liberalism. We had the same thing in 2008 when it was Obama versus Hillary in the primary. Their ideologies didn't differ that much, right? Their ideologies are pretty much the same in that primary. Obama ends up winning in 2008, 2012. Then in 2016, it's Hillary, so it's the same ideology. Then in 2020, it's Obama's vice president, so Biden was a bit more progressive at that time, but it's still essentially the same ideology. Then in 2024, it's Kamala, which was just basically Biden's ideology. So this upcoming primary in 2028 is what I'm trying to say, is going to be a huge battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. Which direction do we go in? I think we need to be progressive. I think we need to have large ideas that are intuitive for the American people and can help the average person. Stuff like Medicare for all, stuff like massive anti-corruption reform, increasing taxes for billionaires so that money can be redistributed, closing the loopholes that billionaires take advantage of so those tax dollars can then actually be distributed back to Americans, back to the system. I think that there is a form of the Democratic Party that speaks to the average person, excites the average person, but we just need to get there. There is a new poll coming out from CNN that talks about who's in the lead. Now, Harry Enten of CNN, I think he does a really good job of like very energetically describing the landscape, the environment, and navigating through it. He talks about the Democratic candidates that are in the lead. And I don't want to spoil too much, but there's Newsom, there's AOC, there's Pete Buttigieg. I want to name a few more that I like. Senator John Ossoff, even Senator Raphael Warnock. James Tallarico, I don't think he's going to run for president in 2028, but I like him a lot. If you're in Illinois, I urge you to vote for Juliana Stratton for Senate, just talking about the primary coming up very, very quickly. If you're watching this video, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. And going back to the candidates that I like, how about J.B. Pritzker? How about Ro Khanna? How about AOC? How about Senator Chris Murphy? There are a lot of people we can see up on that debate stage, and we'll talk about that. But I do want to contrast it with where the Republican Party is. Let's start off with J.D. Vance getting confronted on Fox News this morning over the abysmal polling of the Republican Party. Again, make sure you drop a like and subscribe, and let's jump in right here.
But this administration, and that's the economy. On screen now, we can show you three of the most recent polls about the economy and how about Americans are feeling about it. Everything in red. Our Fox polling disapproves at 59%. Washington Post, ABC News, 57%. Wall Street Journal at 54%. It seems like you're pushing a car uphill. And you've got 9 months to turn it around. You know Democrats are juiced. They are ready to vote tomorrow. Do you have enough runway to get this economy where it needs to be before November?
Well, Bill, in some ways, we are pushing a car uphill because the Biden administration left us such a disaster of an economy. The highest peacetime debt in American history, skyrocketing inflation. A lot of Americans who had lost $3,000, was that how much the average American had lost in take-home pay? Now, in a year, we've actually seen the average American gain about $1,200 in take-home pay. But if you're sitting at home from the perspective of the Biden administration, you are still worse off than you were when Joe Biden took over. So we are absolutely pushing that car uphill. But here's the good news, Bill. I think we're about to get over the hump. I think that tax season is around the corner. A lot of Americans, because of no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, they're about to get a massive tax income refund. We've seen this massive trillions and trillions of dollars coming into our country to build new factories. Those construction jobs are starting to hit the economy. Then the manufacturing jobs, once those factories are built, will hit the economy too. So I think that we've got a lot of momentum here. But the president said this last night. We inherited a mess. Our ask to the American people is let us continue to fix this mess, make your life better. That's what the president is prioritizing.
He's lying about essentially everything. I mean, for the actual statistics, unemployment is up since they took office. It is up. They have said that mass deportations would create jobs for American people, but they've carried out these deportations and there are less jobs for the American people. This is a double failure. There are less people producing in this country, less people contributing to our economy, which is what they claim to care about. I mean, beyond the humanity aspect of the deportations, there are less people contributing to this economy. There are more people out of a job. Youth unemployment is up 15%. Unemployment for Black Americans is up like 20%. That is an early indicator of a weakening job market. This economy is kind of about to head off a cliff because of the way that Donald Trump has enacted his tariffs, and now he has to give money back. They owe us a bunch of money. But being unified in our opposition to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance is not enough. I want to keep talking about the Democratic Party because as much as I don't like them, as much as the polling looks awful for them, we need to talk about what our party stands for. Here's Harry Enten laying out the landscape.
A downright clown car at this point on the Democratic side. I mean, just take a look here. Top choices for the 2028 Dem-Prez nominee. You have a leader, but it's not really a clear leader. It's within the margin of error. You have Newsom at 19%. Then you have former Vice President Kamala Harris at 18%. Quite a weak number for her, given that, of course, she was the nominee last time around. Pete Buttigieg, who, of course, has run before, 13%. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at 12%. This is just a total clown car. It is a total mess. There is no clear front runner at this particular point on the Democratic side. Who the heck knows who the nominee is going to be in two years?
It's been a long time since we've had a Democratic race like this.
Yeah, it has been a long time. This is very unusual for the Democratic side to not have a clear front runner at this point. National early poll leader at least 25%. Look at this. This year, we get the giant question mark. No one. In 2020, when there was no incumbent, it was Joe Biden who was there, Hillary Clinton in both 08 and 16.
I think on the list that was presented, AOC speaks the most to me. Now, I don't know if AOC is going to go for the big spot in 2028. She might actually go for a Senate seat. She might go for Schumer's Senate seat, which would be smart. But I also like John Ossoff. I mean, in my ideal reality, it's like a John Ossoff AOC ticket. And they run a very progressive anti-corruption campaign. And John Ossoff uses his experience in the anti-corruption field to just lead on messaging. AOC is also very good at social media, very good at messaging. They dominate the narrative with unique ideas. Project 2029, which we're working on at the Adam Mockler channel, will be something that we will release and try to get politicians to sign on. Let me read a few. Ending dark money in politics, very intuitive, very simple. Ban stock and asset trading by the president. Establish a universal tax rebate. It's a way to close the 80-plus special tax breaks for billionaires and redistribute that money. Ban gerrymandering nationwide. Just imagine this. Enshrine federal protections for and funding to support the proliferation of jungle primaries. Lower the threshold required to get a discharge petition on the House floor. Ban participation by the president, vice president, and senior executive officials in any prediction markets, in any sort of cryptocurrency, in any sort of singular stocks, none of that. They can buy maybe index funds, but that is it. Speaking of the candidates, let's read the list that people are talking about. Someone has John Stewart, Rahm Emanuel, I don't know about that one, Ruben Gallego, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Murphy, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, we have Mark Kelly of Arizona, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, Pete Buttigieg, J.B. Pritzker, again, Kamala Harris, John Ossoff has been rising. Josh Shapiro has been rising. Then the top two I see are Governor Gavin Newsom and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I want to know what you all think of these candidates because we're going to keep having these conversations. We're going to keep live streaming more and talking about the future of the Democratic Party. I want to have these tough debates. I want to have these tough conversations. It is going to get intense. I will see you all in the next video. Love you and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.